ABC Listen.
Hello, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bree.
You're here. We were just waiting for you to come and listen
to today's...
We'll finish that story later because we've got to do a story salad! Yes, we're back.
We sure are. And you know what? I love story salad.
You know what? I love you.
I love you too.
You're one of my greatest friends. Oh. And I love this job and I love doing stories, Alice. I love our lovely listeners.
I love our lovely words that get sent into us.
Lovely words. I love how silly it is.
I love that we're being really grateful right now.
Yeah. I also really love spaghetti.
Oh, and I
know I say it a lot, but I do. I love it.
And you too love it.
I love it.
And I love how much you love spaghetti.
Maybe there'll be spaghetti in today's story salad.
We'll have to wait and find out.
Okay, but before we jump into today's story salad, we need to let you know what a story salad is.
That's right.
I know some of you listening and watching could explain it off the top of your head
because you love story salad.
But there might be some new listener out there listening today. So welcome to the hilarity. Story salad is where we, Bree and Matt, get three random words sent in from a lovely listener. We've never heard this combination of words before.
That's right.
And we have to use those words in a completely made-up, improvised story salad right here on the spot in only 3 minutes.
That's right. And when we have 1 minute left to go, we hear this sound, which means time to wrap up the story, find an ending, and, you know, tie a little bow on top.
Yeah, that's the recipe.
That's the recipe for the salad.
One could say.
One might say that.
So the final ingredient for a story salad is words.
Words.
So can we please get them?
Hi, I'm Mackenzie, and my words are microbacteria, conscientious, and megalodon.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
For those words.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had any of these words sent in before.
I get very advanced words.
Yeah, they're wonderful words, which were microbacteria.
Which means, do you want to talk about the meaning of that
first? I would love to.
It means
microbacteria,
really baby bacteria.
Tiny, 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 tiny bacteria. So you got normal bacteria, then you got microbacteria.
You need a microscope to see it. And then the second word is conscientious.
Which means doing something with great care.
Yeah, being very considerate.
Considerate.
Yep.
And then a megalodon, which is like an ancient shark.
Which were huge, much bigger than the sharks we have today.
If you think of like a big great white, the biggest great white, a megalodon could just go...
A megalodon.
Thank gosh they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So microbacteria, conscientious.
I love how conscientious you were just then in pronouncing.
I took great care in pronouncing it. And a megalodon. All right. Well, let's
wish us luck.
Swim on into today's story salad.
Max.
The megalodon.
I'm so hungry and I'm just not wanting to eat any more fish because they're actually my friends.
Aww. Max was what you could call a
conscientious megalodon.
Conscientious. Is that right?
Yeah, you're saying you're right.
Conscientious megalodon.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Said Ruby, the sea snake, who was actually narrating Max's day as a exercise.
Okay, we need to fill everyone in. Max and Ruby had their own podcast.
Yeah.
Under the Ocean.
That's right.
And it was called...
Story seaweeds. Yep.
And it was where Max and Ruby came up with crazy stories and everyone listened on their shell headphones.
That's right.
Under the ocean.
And so Ruby was narrating a character that Max had created in today's
story seaweed.
And then they went, cut. Max, yeah. I really want to make a story that feels a bit happy. And I was just worried that that one sounded like you were going to be a bit sad.
Okay. Can I be really honest? Can we? Yep. Yeah, stop. We've stopped.
We've cut.
Okay. Yeah. And the producer, which was a huge
Blue whale named Emma.
Max said, look, I've got to be honest, I think my stories...
One minute.
My stories are a little bit down today because I'm not feeling very well. The reason I don't want to eat, and I sort of put it in this way, I think I've got microbacteria in my stomach.
Oh, no.
And it's making me feel a bit ill.
Oh, do you know what, Max? I had some microbacteria in my gut, like, just last week. And I felt... Here's a shell.
Oh.
And you actually just have to crunch on the shell for a whole day. And then it'll wash that
and maybe
microbacteria.
Eat some like I should eat some nice green stuff, like maybe some like different types of tea
leaves and some
nice healthy stuff to get like all my gut flora.
Bacteria. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
I think we can go for another take. You know what? I've got to say.
Yeah.
You are my best friend in the whole wide world. Because that's what best friends do. If you're feeling sick and you go to a best friend, oh, they will help you.
Oh, yeah, they will. And that's actually all you need to say. You just find your best friend, you look them in the eyes and you say, oh.
And they'll go, what?
And they'll go, what do you need?
What do you need? Do you need a shell to crunch on?
Yeah, do you need a shell to crunch on? How's your microbacteria in your gut?
Just remember, they were underwater sea creatures. Don't go crunching on shells.
No.
You are not an underwater sea creature, you are a human.
If a person crunched on a shell, it would make them a bit sick.
Yeah, don't do that.
And it also hurt your teeth.
Yeah, don't put things you find on the beach in your mouth.
Yeah, important. And see... Again, you being a good friend.
I'm being?
Conscientious.
Of our viewers and listeners.
That's right.
Wow, that's fun. An underwater podcast with prehistoric underwater creatures.
Yeah. I mean, sea snakes and blue whales, who knows how long they've been around.
Yeah.
But they were friends with the megalodon.
And maybe all their stories were about things that happened up on Earth. Because sometimes we do stories... like we just did, underwater.
That's right. Imagine.
Thank you for those words, Mackenzie.
Yes.
I feel like Mackenzie's very well read.
Yeah, that was some, very...
Mackenzie's listening at school.
Very good
Very
listening.
Good words. So we're going to give you three words. Should we try and give three big words?
Three,
the biggest
like,
that we can think
words?
Of right now?
Okay.
What about... Oh. Cumulonimbus.
Holy moly, Matthew.
What do you think a cumulonimbus is?
Is it something to do with outer space? I can't remember.
Not that far, but it is to do with up above us.
Tell me, what is it?
A cumulonimbus is a type of cloud.
That's right.
So if you look up with your grown-up, you'll be able to look up what type of clouds they are. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, they might be the fluffy ones.
That's a cumulonimbus. That's the name of a fluffy cloud.
Cumulonimbus.
Oh, very impressive.
Yep. Second word.
Okay. Second word is intricate.
Ooh.
Intricate means it's really, really complex and detailed.
Yeah. So you might see like an intricate painting.
Painting, yeah, or a picture, or maybe it's an intricate puzzle. Mm. There's lots of small details.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
And then, seeing as we've done two like kind of big words.
Yep.
What's like a word that's just simple?
How about rabbit?
We all know what a rabbit is. So your words are cumulonimbus, a type of cloud, intricate, meaning very, very detailed, or rabbit. Remember, all words had to be made up at some point. Story salad is about giving it a red hot go.
That's
so
right.
So if you forget what those words mean, don't worry,
just
don't panic.
Just make it up.
Just make up. A cumulonimbus could be a type of ice cream.
Yeah. It could be anything you decide. That's the beauty of story salad.
It sure is, and that's what we do here. For you, every single weekday on the ABC Kids Listen and Listen app.
That's
you can listen
right.
to a new one, or you can watch us
on the ABC Kids YouTube channel.
Hi.
Hello, if you're watching us right now.
All right. Well, another kind of bigger word is we have to skedaddle.
Oh, tell us, what does skedaddle mean?
It means this.
He just skedaddled right out of here. So I'll just sign off on behalf of the two of us and say see you next time for another Story Salad!